Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live in the National Hurricane Center in Miami with the 8 a.m. update on Hurricane Matthew. Just issued our intermediate public advisory. The maximum sustained winds are down to 85 miles per hour, but that does not mean the hazards have gone away. Far from it. The storm surge is still occurring in coastal areas, and that will continue to spread along the South Carolina coast, still seeing values above 3, 4, and 5 feet of inundation. That storm surge above ground level, this is not a time to be letting your guard down or going outside. Don't go on the roads, because not only is water from the ocean causing flooding in coastal areas, we are seeing tremendous rainfall over much of the state of South Carolina. There's a high risk of excessive flooding, inland rains that are going to be occurring in South Carolina today, heading into North Carolina as the afternoon and evening go on. And even though this is a weaker hurricane than it was, it's still producing wind gusts above 80 miles per hour in coastal areas. And all the way inland in South Carolina, we're seeing gusts above 40 and 50 miles per hour, all the way into the central portions of South Carolina, in Columbia, for example. So this is going to be causing power outages. It's going to take down trees. It's going to make driving a very dangerous, life-threatening activity today. Stay off the roads. Stay indoors. There are so many examples in past years of people losing their lives in inland locations, either due to fallen trees, flooding, getting on the roads. So just stay out off the roads. And that's a taste of things to come in North Carolina. So you don't want to focus on the category. You don't want to focus on the exact location of the center, which is still just offshore. But the center of action is on the coast. That's where the heaviest rains are occurring and where the strongest winds are occurring. So the forecast path takes it along the South Carolina coast rest of today and into the early evening hours, and then we will get to North Carolina. We have hurricane warnings all along the coast of South Carolina, even into southern North Carolina, and then tropical storm warnings farther off to the north and east. The system will eventually, later tonight and into tomorrow, move off to the east and weaken. But the big story is going to be water. We still have our prototype storm surge warning in effect all the South Carolina coast into a portion of North Carolina. And the prototype storm surge watch for a huge portion of the North Carolina Outer Banks, and including some of the Sound. So we still could see storm surge inundation farther up the coast as Matthew moves parallel to the coast. And then another big story that's going to unfold over the next several days, starting today, is the inland flooding. Not only are we going to see heavy rains in South Carolina today, that's going to spread into North Carolina. Could easily be measuring the rainfall, not just in inches, but above a foot. And you could get flash flooding in North Carolina as we head into tonight and extending into tomorrow. And then, as the rain keeps falling, the rivers fill up, you could see flooding occurring in inland areas of South and North Carolina, not even starting until a day or two from now, but then becoming a big issue then. So this is a lot about the water. Don't focus on the fact that the winds are coming down gradually, but it's still a hurricane producing multiple hazards at the coast and inland. More to come from the National Hurricane Center live in Miami. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.